And now this, if you're a person who counts the calories of the food you eat, chain restaurants want to keep your business. They're tweaking their menus, as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
It's been about 6 years since the city of New York started a campaign called Read 'em Before You Eat 'em, urging New Yorkers to take note of calories posted on menus. And as that's happened, there have been lots of surprises. Who knew that a Starbucks scone packs more than 400 calories, or a Johnny Rockets double burger can top 1,700 calories?
It's definitely made me change habits.
That's Georgie Kovacs, who was interviewed by the New York City News Service when the calorie posting rule went into effect.
Not in eliminating restaurants completely, but definitely when I go to them, the choices that I'm making for sure.
And restaurants seem to be responding to their newly calorie-conscious customers. A new study from Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health finds restaurant chains are cutting calories. Study author Sarah Bleich says their analysis compared thousands of menu items served at dozens of different chains in 2012 and 2013.
The newly introduced menu items have lower calories, at about 60 lower on average, which is about a 12% decline.
So if you're a burger joint, you're not cutting calories from your signature menu items, say a 550-calorie Big Mac. Instead, chains are shaving calories from newer items, such as salads and drinks. Now, this may not sound like much, but Bleich argues it's an excess of fewer than 200 calories a day that contributes to obesity.
So if you can chip away at it by taking out about 60, that's noticeable and significant.
And as calorie counts start to appear on more menus nationwide, perhaps more of us will forego that 1,000-calorie pancake platter. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.